seconds it's taking forever. So we're within 30 seconds of 9 o'clock, so I'm going to declare our second quarterly meeting of the WKU Board of Regents in order. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Regent Bell. Regent Robbie.
Present.
Regent Dennison.
Present.
Regent Hammonds.
Present.
Regent Hill.
Here.
Chair Milliken.
Here.
Regent Nichols.
Present.
Regent Spiller.
Here.
Secretary Thomas. Vice Chair West.
Present.
Regent Kurtz.
Here.
We got 10 regents present.
Very good. Thank you, Regent Thomas. The first item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections as far as the minutes are concerned? I know they have been circulated. Everyone has had an opportunity to review those. If there are no objections, questions, additions, then they'll stand approved as read. Regent Kurtz, if you would join me up front for just a moment, I would appreciate it. This is kind of a bittersweet occasion. It's sweet because I know today's your birthday. Congratulations on it.
Thank you.
It's kind of bitter because we're going to miss you serving with us on the Board of Regents. It has been a pleasure to get to know you, to serve with you, and we have enjoyed your company. And we just want to wish you the very best of everything in your future. We know it's bright, and we know it will be good. And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
A small token from the board in appreciation of your service.
Well, thank you, Chairman Milliken. It's been an honor a lifetime, so thank you, God.
Yes, sir.
I just want to compliment Sam for his talk he gave at graduation. I think it was for you to talk about your faith. It's hard for adults, you're an adult, to get to talk and get up in front of people and talk about them. And it was clear that all of your constituents had a great deal of respect for you from the chair. And I just wanted to let you know, I really appreciated your talk.
Thank you. Anyone else have any comments they'd like to make for our outgoing regent? You're welcome to come back and visit any time. We'd be happy to have you in our gallery.
Chair Milliken, I would just say, as a graduate of the Gordon Ford College of Business Department of Management and a two-year SGA president, two-year regent, I know he has endured a lot of slings and arrows and fought hard for students. And I would say, as someone who had the honor of him taking my class, he's also an excellent student. So I expect great things from him. Come back and really be a big donor for the university as well. So thank you for your service. Thank you.
Chair Milliken, could I?
Yes, sir.
The great privilege of being president is you get to work with students. And Sam and I have had two wonderful years together, and in addition to his positive attitude and affableness, what was most inspiring to me was the way he kept his students focused on and his SGA focused on improving the lives every day for students in this institution. So, Sam, you should leave proud of your accomplishments and what you've done. And I agree, you should come back as a large donor one day.
I'm fine.
Thank you.
Chair Milliken,
I
would like to just say something. Sam, it has truly been a pleasure to sit by you, and you always welcome me with a hug. I truly appreciate that, and I wish you just great success in the future, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Anything else? If not, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which would be academic affairs. Regent Helm, turn that matter over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'll turn over to
Provost Fisher. We're doing action item 1 through 5 as a consent, and I'll let you go through those.
Yeah, the four action items are approval of academic program suspension, minor in computer information systems, approval of academic program suspension, the AAA in organizational supervision, approval of professional and technical writing, graduate certificate, and the approval of substance use disorder undergraduate certificate.
That's action item 1 through 4. Is any discussion? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion by Regent Benson. Second.
Second.
Second by Regent Spiller. All in favor?
Aye.
If you would allow me some time, we have 13 what would be emeritus professors, a really great group of people who have made huge contributions to WKU here, and we have a set of them here today, and I would love to go through them if you give me a few minutes to do that. The first is Dr. Mark Ross. He joined WKU in 1994 and served with distinction as Associate Professor of Accounting. He's known for his ability to teach rigorous courses while motivating students to excel. He was department chair from 2019 to 2024. He also led during the pandemic, and he had a great vision on how to keep that accounting area continuing to go. And his lasting impacts reflect his dedication to student success, faculty development, and institutional excellence. And he, I do not believe, is here today. The second is Dr. Paula Burt, who is here today. Could she stand?
She's behind.
Oh, behind me.
I didn't see that.
Like looking at that. She made a lasting impact on WKU in her 23 and a half years of service in teaching, leadership, and mentorship. She taught courses in organizational behavior and management at both the undergraduate and MBA level. She served as chair of the management department and as an interim MBA director. She's a campus leader. She co-chaired the university strategic plan steering committee, helping to shape the institution's long-term priorities. And for that, we thank you. And would you like to say a few words?
Good morning. I would like to thank the Board of Regents for considering my nomination. A very special thank you to Dr. Whitney Peake, the department chair, and my colleagues, and the Dean of the College of Business, Dr. Evelyn Thrasher, for initiating this process. I'm just so blessed to not only be an alum of WKU, but to have had such a wonderful and blessed career. I look forward to seeing all the future accomplishments of WKU, and especially the opening of this beautiful new College of Business building. So again, many thanks.
Thank you. The third is Dr. Michael Stokes. Dr. Stokes served the Department of Biology at WKU from 1995 until his retirement in 2024. A distinguished educator and researcher, he impacted thousands of students through courses in ecology, wildlife biology, and human anatomy, and mentored numerous graduate and undergraduates in research. He developed the renowned field course in African wildlife management, and co-directed the Green River Preserve, Advancing Biodiversity Conservation and Applied Learning. And he is not here today. And the next person is Dr. Philip Linesh. And Dr. Linesh served WKU for 23 years with distinction from 2001 to 2024. A dedicated educator and researcher, he taught fundamental courses in zoology, ichthyology, and fisheries management. Ichthyology is fish, by the way. Some of those words nobody ever knows. Combining rigorous theory with applied learning. He also mentored numerous undergraduate and graduate students in their research. The next is Dr. Thomas Richmond, who served the WKU Mathematics Department with distinction since 1986 and until his recent retirement. He's a highly respected educator and scholar who earned multiple honors, including the MAA Meritorious Service Award, the WKU University Distinguished Professor Award, and awards for excellence in teaching and advising. Dr. Douglas Harper served WKU with distinction for 33 and a half years, earning a reputation as an outstanding teacher, advisor, and innovator in experiential learning. His contributions to physics education include the development of unique lab experiences, simulations, and opportunities leading to professional certificates. Dr. Angela Jones. Dr. Jones led the professional writing concentration from 2005 to 2024. She built the undergraduate internship program, connecting students with real-world experiences and helping them articulate their skills to employers. Known for high standards and strong student support, she challenged students to excel. Her outreach strengthened ties with alumni and local businesses.
Hey, Bud, I have some words from Angie on her proxy.
Go for it.
President Caboni, Regents, colleagues, and guests, thank you for this opportunity to reflect on my career at WKU, and thank you to my colleague Dale for sharing these comments with you while I'm on my way to a graduation ceremony in Pennsylvania. I am deeply grateful for the opportunities that WKU has given me over nearly two decades to connect. Of course, I had my most frequent and ongoing connection with students, advisees, and colleagues in the English department, but I was also fortunate to connect with students and colleagues from across campus in my work in the Potter College Dean's Office and my contributions to the Mayor and Honors College. In addition, I appreciated the connections formed from my service on university-wide committees and in Faculty Senate. Importantly, WKU gave me a platform to connect beyond campus to a wider Bowling Green community. I enjoyed building community partnerships with English Department's internship program and especially the long service of the Bowling Green International Festival and Humane Society. Although my time at WKU has concluded, happily the connections it generated endure. In fact, just a few days ago, I crossed paths with a group of professional writing alumni who worked together at a firm downtown. Thank you for providing me with a career filled with connections that have enriched my life enormously.
Thank you. The next person is Dr. David Lenore. Since joining WK's English department in 1993, Dr. Lenore has served with distinction as a dedicated instructor, advisor, and mentor until his retirement in December of 2024. He consistently challenged learners while offering steady encouragement, and generations of students credit him with shaping their teaching careers. A model colleague, Dr. Lenore is known for his quiet reliability and unwavering commitment to the department.
For your safety and my comfort, I have scripted my greeting to the Board of Regents and guests. I was pleased and surprised to have been invited to speak on the occasion of the emeritus vote. I had never heard of this particular ritual, but it suggests itself as a noteworthy bookend for faculty careers, and I appreciate the opportunity. I might also note that I have never before received any invitation to appear at that board meeting. And I say that with a bit of pride and relief. I've never managed to cause a problem of sufficient magnitude to garner such an invitation. Nevertheless, I thank you for the opportunity today. Western Kentucky University has been my academic and professional home since 1993. My longevity as a faculty member was a direct result of the support of my wife and family and the department in which I served. The Department of English is a tremendously varied group of faculty with a range of specialties and interests unparalleled, I suspect, among other curricular departments on campus. So much variance in personality could produce challenges. As one former colleague pointedly suggested, we wouldn't unanimously vote ourselves a day off. So while all the individual department members have their own niches academically, the group has always shared a singular dedication to their fellow faculty and to their students. In short, they are a community which invites, supports, and sustains. The department is a special group, and I am pleased to have been a part of it. I thank the Board of Regents and the university more broadly for having offered me the opportunity.
The next is Dr. Dale Rigby. Dr. Rigby is a dedicated and challenging instructor known for pushing students to strengthen their writing and develop their individual voices. In his creative writing courses, he is praised for offering a wide range of genres and fostering inclusive collaborative workshop environments. He has also played a key role in mentoring graduate assistants, meeting with them regularly to refine their pedagogy and support the development of their teaching styles. Dale.
Well, I just introduced my colleague, Angie, who's in professional writing. And for 25 years, I've been kind of a evangelical devotee of unprofessional. So I think I'm just going to read a couple passages from one of my morals. I was a past student is applying for a writing tutor's job. I like to see I've seeded the university with some of my pedagogy. And gosh, was I heartened to hear of the transition you desired into a more pedagogical role in support of your classroom teachers, and especially, I suspect, for the increasingly post-pandemic, academically at-risk, underprepared writing students. Makes perfect organic sense to me. I may have been retired for an entire semester, but I can still muster some of my old umbrage for WKU colleagues who didn't know the cost of a tuition hour at their own institution. One of the axioms I absorbed during my own pedagogical training in Iowa was that the least prepared writing students invariably receive the least prepared teachers, since so few of us, then but less so now, received adequate training in basic writing. But in this candidate's case, such a population would be graced with a trained and talented teacher who, instead of chastising, would likely ask her students, "Hey, what got in the way of you doing better on this piece of writing?" That is intuition, of course, but it is an intuition born of my own almost 40 years in the first year of writing classroom.
The next is Dr. Ken Payne. Dr. Payne served with distinction for over a decade, having a significant mark on the public relations program. Ken built a career that bridged government, private industry, and academia, pioneering digital communication strategies during his time at AOL, Time Warner. At WKU, he taught courses on online newsrooms, digital PR, and social media, and played a key role in student advising and career preparation. Dr. Payne?
This is just amazing to end up here. This is incredible. Thanks to everybody. Especially important knowing that you're here because your peers voted for you to be here. And I can tell you that just means more than anything to me. This is my wife, Lori. Our career started here in 1978. I graduated at Fort Knox High School, had no idea what I was going to do in life. Heard that the girl-to-guy ratio at Western guy like me needed those odds. Place to start. I tried out for the football team, didn't make it. They caught my 40 with a sundial. Coach Fites at the time called me in and said, "You know, you might want to try out for cheerleading." So I said, "Okay, I'll do that." So I became a cheerleader and met my wife, Lori, and we'll be married 42 years next week. So we've made quite a career moving around the country. Ended up back here. I think all roads lead back to WKU, and we ended up back here in 2003, and have just had a ball. We've actually given you more students. Both of our daughters are WKU graduates. Our oldest daughter is in the doctoral program right now, finishing her doctorate. So we truly have a strong attachment to WKU, and again, thanks for this honor. It means everything. Thank you very much.
The next is Dr. Ann. Dr. Ann, could you stand and tell us your last name? I don't want to butcher it.
Phonetically, Anya Coolidge. We can all say it.
Anya Coolidge.
Dr. Ann served WKU with distinction from 1996 to 2024, making lasting contributions to the Department of Sociology and its students. A leader in the social stratification and inequality curriculum, she developed two original courses and taught across all modalities. She was a dedicated advisor and mentor to both undergraduate and graduate students, and Dr. Ann's career was marked by a deep commitment to equity and justice.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you to the Board of Regents for this invitation. I'm deeply, deeply honored, and I do have my notes here. It has been a privilege to make contributions to this institution over the many, many years. I'm grateful for the support of my colleagues and for students. I look forward to sharing my experiences and to continuing to support our community as we work together for excellency. Thank you.
Thank you. And last is Dr. Douglas Smith. Dr. Smith served WKU with distinction from 1996 until his retirement in December of 2024. A key figure in the sociology curriculum, he taught a broad range of courses including sociological theory, global social problems, and negotiation and conflict resolution. He also served as department head for 8 years and as interim head for one. A dedicated advisor and mentor, Dr. Smith supported both undergraduate and graduate students throughout his tenure. And if we talk about scholarly contributions, he's the co-author of two books, first being Don't Burn in Here, written in 1997, and The Basics and Applications of Sociology, done in 2003. And with that, that is all 13. Oh, he's here. Sorry. I haven't talked to him today. I'm not doing much. Wow. Please. My fault.
It's okay. In brevity, thank you all. I'm deeply honored and humbled to receive this honor, this title. This moment marks this, not just a milestone in my career, but a meaningful reflection on the years of teaching, research, and collaboration I've had with my colleagues here at Western. And I've had the privilege to share so much of this with you all at so many levels, both because of my own career, but also because of my wife's and our daughter's. So it means a lot. I'll just thank you for the record. It's more than I can say.
I guess what I would say is you see a great group of faculty that have made a huge contribution to this institution, and I know will continue to make contributions to this institution in many different ways, and they're just a small group of how many great faculty we have on this campus.
Thank you, Provost Fisher. Are there any other comments or questions about the candidate?
My rough calculation is around 350 years of service that we recognize. Each one of them make contributions in their own way, but it's certainly quite a monumentous amount of work that's represented here.
There are threads that kind of echo through all of the comments today, and I think they represent what's the best of Western Kentucky University, including a deep commitment to students, community, scholarship, focus on creating knowledge, and remaining connected once one leaves. And so for my colleagues who are not working every day, at least not on campus, but will continue to be connected, thank you for devoting your lives, not just to this university, but to our students and to your academic discipline. There is no better calling than the academic life, and you've fulfilled it well. So thank you for that. We'll miss you.
Any other comments? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So,
Regent Spiller, second. Regent Dennison, all in favor?
Aye.
We'll go on to action item 6, and it's approval of rank and tenure hire.
As you know, we've been looking for an honors director on campus after the untimely death of Craig. We have identified somebody, and she has a distinguished career. Her name is Dr. Lindy Davidson, and we would like to put her forward for tenure.
Questions?
So moved.
Regent Brody, a second.
Second.
Regent Nichols, all in favor?
Aye.
That concludes the business of the...
I have one more.
Oh.
It's not on there. I want to do an information item. I sat here last time and told you a list of all the awards that we won during the spring, including the Gilman, Goldwater, DDA, Rise. But we had one that we couldn't tell you when we were there because we were told by the group that gives out the award that you couldn't tell until after the date of the last BOR meeting. And that goes to Micah Carden, who is in Ogden. It turns out she won a UDAL undergraduate scholarship. It's the first one on this campus since 2010. And she gets it because of her environmental studies types of work, and her research is how caves are formed. And what it gives her is $7,000 a year for the next 2 years towards her education. So that's a huge award. So that goes with everything else we won during the spring. So I think we had a pretty good spring when we look at our students and how well they're doing. And that's a compliment to the faculty who are mentoring them and moving them forward.
Now I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you for the business of the academic sphere.
Just on behalf of the board, let me add my congratulations and my thanks to this outstanding group of faculty members. Western is so proud of our academic community. It thrives immensely. And we appreciate your efforts, and we know that those efforts are what brings about the things that we're all looking for here today. So thank you, and congratulations to each of you.
Yeah, thank you.